From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency does say that North Korea is canceling a high-level meeting between the two countries, and it's threatening also to cancel a summit with the United States due to ongoing military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. The two Koreas were set to hold a meeting Wednesday at a border village to discuss setting up military and Red Cross talks to reduce border tension and restart reunions between families separated by the Korean War. Yonhap, AP, and other news agencies say that North Korea's Korean Central News Agency reported that Wednesday's meeting was canceled and that Pyongyang was questioning whether next month's summit between North Korea's Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump can also take place as planned. Yonhap says a two-week military exercise between the U.S. and South Korea started Friday. In Gaza, mourners buried their dead after Israeli forces opened fire on protesters angered by the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
More clashes erupted on Tuesday. More than 2,000 people have been wounded. No Israeli deaths were reported. Israel says it was acting in self-defense, but Gazans are calling it a massacre. Tuesday is expected to be the final day of the protest campaign after 6 weeks. Even before the bloodshed, it was to be a day of grief, a commemoration of what the Palestinians call the Nakba, or catastrophe, when Israel was created 70 years ago and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled or were driven from their homes in violence.
In response to the criticism of Israel, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said Tuesday Israel used restraint in response to deadly clashes with Palestinians at the Gaza border. This is VOA News. According to Afghan forces, they've taken back after the Taliban engaged in fighting in pre-dawn hours Tuesday. Taliban fighters attacked from the north and reached within 3 kilometers of the center of the province. Afghan ministries of defense officials said that the forces were fighting outside the city of Farah and they stopped the Taliban's advance just to the north. Eyewitnesses have told VOA that Taliban are still inside Farah City and the fighting continued, later said. Europe and Iran sought a united front Tuesday to save the nuclear deal U.S. President Donald Trump scrapped last week. Jeff Custer reports.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif arrived in Brussels ahead of a meeting with his British, French, and German counterparts. He said he held good and constructive talks with EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini. Many European diplomats doubt privately that the 2015 accord between Iran and 6 world powers can survive the reimposition of U.S. sanctions ordered by Trump. However, the European powers say they will stick by the terms of the 2015 pact, giving Iran sanctions relief in return for an end to its nuclear ambitions. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's pick to head the CIA says the agency should not have undertaken a harsh interrogation program after 9/11. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Gina Haspel did not go that far during her Senate confirmation hearing last week, but in a letter to Intelligence Committee Vice Chair Mark Warner, she writes, "With the benefit of hindsight, the CIA should not have conducted the program." The letter appears aimed at shoring up support for a confirmation, which hinges on backing from key Democrats. Warner asked Haspel to write the letter amid a fresh debate over the now banned torture techniques. Haspel faces questions over her running of a covert CIA site where terror suspects were brutally interrogated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Even before U.S. and Chinese officials were sitting down this week for a second round of high-level trade talks in Washington, both sides signaled a willingness to try and make a deal or at least meet the other halfway. Whether or not that will be enough to get them across the finish line remains to be seen, according to analyst Jean Ma at the Institute of International Finance, said that even though negotiations may be hard, messy, and ugly, that's better than not negotiating.
Yeah, there's something both sides can do. But of course, there's other issues that's more difficult, right? Like technologies.
Late last week at a forum sponsored by the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C., the Chinese ambassador signaled China's willingness to address a range of issues. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.